You're listening to Trump's Terms from NPR. I'm Scott Detrow.
We're going to be doing all sorts of things nobody ever thought was even possible.
President Trump has brought back string to the White House.
We can't just ignore the president's desires.
This will be an entirely different country in a short period of time.
Every episode of Trump's Terms, we bring you NPR's latest coverage of the 47th president, with a focus on actions and policies he is pursuing on his own terms and in the process, taking the presidency into uncharted territory. Today's story starts right after this.
I'm Leila Fadel.
I'm E. Martinez. The Trump administration is restructuring the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Officials say they plan to make changes to gun regulations and slash the agency's budget.
NPR criminal justice reporter Meg Anderson is here to break down some of those changes. Meg, so what do we know about what's happening at the ATF?
Yeah, well, first, as a reminder, ATF is the country's main regulator of the gun industry. They investigate illegal gun trafficking. They inspect gun dealers to make sure they're following the law. And we know that 2 weeks ago, DOJ began working with ATF on around 50 regulatory changes. Many of them aim to loosen gun regulations. That's according to people I spoke with who are familiar with the matter. They spoke on the condition of anonymity to avoid retaliation. The changes include things like making a background check for a firearm purchase valid for 60 days instead of 30. Another allows gun dealers to destroy records after 20 years rather than keeping them indefinitely. And the people I spoke to told me, you know, if you look at many of these changes in isolation, they might not seem huge, but taken together, a pattern of gun deregulation begins to emerge.
Yeah, the Department of Justice, they oversee the ATF. They've also proposed a 25% cut to ATF's budget the next year. What would that do to the agency?
One really big thing it would do is cut more than 500 investigators. That's according to the DOJ's proposed budget. Those are the people that conduct inspections of gun dealers. Pam Hicks was chief counsel at the agency until February when she was fired. She said those inspectors help ensure gun dealers are keeping accurate records, and that is key to solving violent crime.
And the reason why it's critical that they be accurate is so that people who shouldn't have guns don't have guns. And if you can't trace the gun because of crappy records, then that's a problem for law enforcement.
The agency declined my request for an interview, but in a statement, ATF said it is trying to reduce, quote, unnecessary regulatory burdens so it can focus its enforcement on violent criminals.
How do police feel about these cuts?
Yeah, well, ATF is the only agency in the country with the ability to trace guns involved in crimes. And so police use that information from ATF all the time. The agency keeps a database of the markings left on a bullet or a casing after it's been fired in a crime. It's basically like a gun's fingerprint. I spoke with Brandon Del Pozo about this. He used to be the police chief in Burlington, Vermont.
The ability to show that a gun was involved in more than one crime, that a gun appeared at this crime scene, then appeared on that rooftop, helps police conduct very effective investigations. We need that to be well-funded.
Del Pozo said the administration's cuts to this agency are directly at odds with its claim that it's tough on crime.
Wow. So what happens now?
So the administration has said it's not done with its plans to transform the agency, and Congress is getting involved too. The big tax and spending bill the Senate passed yesterday, that includes a provision that removes a tax on gun silencers. It's a move that gun control advocates strongly oppose.
That's NPR's Meg Anderson. Meg, thank you.
You're welcome.
Before we wrap up, a reminder, you can find more coverage of the Trump administration on the NPR Politics podcast, where you can hear NPR's political reporters break down the day's biggest political news with new episodes every weekday afternoon. And thanks, as always, to our NPR Plus supporters who hear every episode of the show without sponsor messages. You can learn more at plus.npr.org. I'm Scott Detrow. Thanks for listening to Trump's Terms from NPR.